Hi there. The word for today is the rewards of generosity. In Ecclesiastes 11 verse 1, Solomon says, "Be generous, and someday you will be rewarded." The Dead Sea has such high mineral concentrations that even non-swimmers can stay afloat in it. The only problem is the smell. Because it has no outlets, any fresh water that comes in quickly becomes contaminated. There's an important Bible principle at work here. Proverbs 11 verse 25 says, "The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed." God never intended you to be a reservoir that just takes in. He wants you to be a river of blessing that flows out to others. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6, reading from the Living Bible, "A farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop." You must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves the person who gives cheerfully. Now listen to this. "And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others." That means if you need a job, volunteer at a soup kitchen or some other worthy cause while you're looking for work. Or if you're praying for an increase in your business, pour your best into somebody else's business and ask God to prosper them. Solomon writes in Ecclesiastes 11 verse 1, "Give generously, for your gifts will return to you later. Divide your gifts among many, for in the days ahead you yourself may need much help." Even if you don't have a specific need right now, go ahead and sow a seed of kindness anyway. God knows what the future holds, and one day when you need it most, the seed you sowed into somebody else's life will come back into your life as a harvest. That's the word for you today.